Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
But what about the students that teachers might rather forget? As we talk about good teachers and how they should be evaluated, it seems impossible to ignore the fact that tough-to-reach students or disruptive students are likely to make a huge difference in a teacher's ability to teach, no matter how good the teacher is.
Oh, it can be very difficult if a student just shuts down and does not want to learn for the day.
Yesterday, we went to Brookline High School to speak with Catherine Wolf, who's been teaching biology there for 6 years. She's seen plenty of students who come in so uninterested in science or so unsure of their capabilities that they simply decide not to engage. The result doesn't just possibly mean a failing grade for that student. Wolf says there are any number of ways that student can hold back the rest of the class, too.
Honestly, if my attention is given to that student, you need to write this down. Did you get that piece of paper out? Do you have a pen? Do you have a pencil? Do you have any of your work from earlier? It's that time where I'm sort of focused in on that one student, where I feel that the other students miss out. The class has sort of come to a stall. I found also that it's difficult for other students to get excited about science if there is a student in there who is not enjoying science. The students who are excited feel dorky, they feel not cool.
If you have a class where there's more than one student causing a problem, is it a larger effect on the whole group? Is it magnified?
It is magnified, and the goal in that case is strategically setting the kids apart from one another.
Physically moving them around.
Finding another student that they might connect with who is more excited about the work. And if you get the right pairing, you can actually find that one student can really heavily influence another student positively.
How much can a teacher do to try and correct these situations?
A teacher can only do so much, but you have to believe that you can make an enormous difference, and that is why you keep trying. My goal is to get students really excited about at least one topic in science. And I may struggle with a student all year where they really don't want to participate or do their work. But sometimes I will stumble upon a topic that really interests and engages them. And if you can tap into that enthusiasm, you can essentially win the student over.
Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm just going to give up. I don't think I can reach this student.
Absolutely. And usually when you reach that point, you absolutely need to involve others in the school. And actually, before you get to that point, you must involve others in the school. I can't say enough about the other science teachers in my department who, when I feel stuck with a kid, I can go to them and ask, what have you done with this student before that's been helpful if they've already taught the student? Or if you've had this situation, what do you do? So I think reaching out for help from fellow teachers, but also reaching out to social workers who might be working with the student or guidance counselors or other administrators, and obviously reaching out to parents.
Have you ever had to fail a student?
Oh, yes. And it's, I have to say, painful for the teacher as it is for the student. Different painful, but it's very hard when students fail. And at some point you have to separate and say, I did the best I could, but you always, always reflect on those students who fail.
Do you think in those classes where the average grade might be a C+, you could actually drive that up to a B- or a B even if failing students weren't in the room?
I do. I do think that. And sometimes when we have a student drop out of the course, a student who has been failing and disruptive, we see a lift in the grades. You see some students doing better because they are not distracted. They are more focused, and I can teach better. I can teach the material better to more students sometimes.
Given everything we've talked about, what's the pitfall, if Catherine Wolf thinks there is a pitfall, in using student test scores as a or the teacher evaluation guide?
There are absolutely pitfalls in doing that. And I think that if teachers are worried about their students' scores, they might care a little bit less about the development of their students in other ways. I also would add that then a lot of teachers would vie for the honors courses if they knew that test scores mattered. Who's going to teach the students who don't tend to test well? I would be afraid of losing my job if I taught a course of more challenged students or students who have a history of failing courses. I wouldn't want to teach them if my job depended on that.
Our series, Making an A-Plus Teacher, continues this afternoon on All Things Considered when we hear from a teacher in training about the rigors of the job.
People assume that teachers' days end at 2:30. For me, it's been like sometimes ending at 2:30 in the morning.
Share your story about a teacher who changed your life on the WBUR Facebook page or go to our website, WBUR.org. While you're there, check out a feature called Chalk Talk, where teachers, students, and others, including the U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, share what they think makes a good teacher.